See some faces I haven't seen for a while or haven't met yet, so welcome back those who are joining us for the first time in a while. As we read today's readings and enter into this week of Holy Week, we reflect perhaps a little bit. We weren't here last year, so it's good that we have this opportunity to be here in Holy Week. Year after year, we read these readings, these accounts of the Passion of Jesus, and it can seem like such a distant thing, such a far-off event. When we study history at school or read something from the past, it's not something I take personal ownership of. It's not something that I accept blame for something like the Civil War, the American Civil War, or the unrest of the French Revolution, or even things in the more recent past, the Holocaust, the blood of the World Wars. What possible role could I have had in causing these events? So if that's our response to history, it's not surprising then that we might come and read this account of the Passion and feel somewhat unmoved by it personally. It was a tragic event, yes. It was unjust, we know that. It was wrong, but I wasn't there. How could I have caused it? We make the mistake of viewing these events of Jesus' life in the same way we view all of history. But the events of the Passion and the death of Jesus are different, because we are responsible. Jesus did suffer for you, and he suffered for me. It isn't disconnected from me. And until I accept that fact, I remain in some way simply a spectator. I stand outside of the event and observe it as I might a piece of art in a museum, or as a film critic might watch a film. I can make observations and comments, but if I never understand that I'm a player in this drama, rather than just someone who stands on the outside of the scene, I can easily forget that Jesus did this for me. The apostles followed Jesus for 3 years. They became his friends. But in many ways, their friendship was untested. And when this test came, they didn't stay with Jesus. They didn't share his fate. Even though they may have wanted to be the kind of men who would have done that, even though they said that they would, when it came down to it, the apostles at that moment in their lives just didn't have what they needed to remain faithful to the Lord. A deeper conversion was needed. I've chosen to be a Christian, which means sharing in the cross of Jesus. Unlike Jesus, I deserve it. I deserve it. Until I own up to this fact, I can cheapen what Jesus did for me. We all have times when we run from the cross, when we are afraid of the cross, we don't want the cross, we don't like it, and so we run from it. But at some point, we need to embrace it. We need to accept it and carry it. Jesus went to the cross for me. He bled out his innocent blood for me. He who was God suffered for me, a weak, sinful, prideful, and often foolish man. Jesus went to the cross because he loved me enough to give me the chance of conversion. He poured himself out for me, knowing that I might still choose to remain distant from him or separated from him. He took that chance. The Passion is not some distant historical event. It's a personal matter between you and Jesus. Until you and I see that, we can't really grasp the significance of the crucifixion. When we read the words of the Passion, we say the words of the crowd. We do this because we are the crowd. It's our sins, our choices, our decisions to break God's commandments. I did this. You did this. We're not innocent. We are guilty. And yet, it was Jesus who died in our place. Where's the cry for injustice? Where's the outrage? We are quick to point out when we are wronged or when we are slighted, But do we take any responsibility for our role in the death of Jesus? Now, because the Lord is so generous with us, so loving of us, because he is so caring for us, we can easily skip over the fact that we are responsible. God doesn't want our sins to become the focus. That's not the point of today. But if we pretend that we don't have any sins, or that they don't exist, then we are basically telling God, your sacrifice wasn't needed. You didn't die for me. It's nice of you to do it for all those other sinners out there, but I'm good. I don't need your help. Today is a day to accept that Jesus died for you and he died for me, to reflect on our own need for a Savior, to come before the crucified Christ and accept the mercy he gives us by his death on the cross. If we can do that, if we can acknowledge that we need Jesus as our Savior, then we can receive that mercy which we need and which God so desperately wants to share with us. But if I remain distant, set apart, a distant spectator, a commentator, or a historian, then I remain outside, untouched by both my part in Jesus' death and also untouched by the mercy which his death has won for me. So which will it be? Are we a sinner before God who accepts both responsibility and mercy? Or are you and I simply observers who remain unmoved by the generosity and humility of God who humbled himself so that you and I might be saved?